Lawmakers in South Carolina are scheduled to vote tomorrow on whether to repeal the state's long-standing ban on tattoo parlors. South Carolina is one of only two states that outlaw body art. Oklahoma is the other. As NPR's Adam Hochberg reports, some South Carolina tattooists are using civil disobedience to challenge the ban.
Ron White considers himself an artist and a political martyr. In the back room of his house in Florence, South Carolina, he runs an underground tattoo parlor, a business that in this state is against the law.
Just relax, son. I'm going to touch you one time here. There you go. That's perfect, young lady.
Illegal tattoo parlors are a poorly kept secret in South Carolina. White says he sees about 40 clients a week at his, like this woman who had her children's names etched on her leg. While it's not illegal to get a tattoo, it is a crime for White to give one. But he does it anyway to protest a law he calls un-American.
We have no right to tell this young woman what to wear on her body or how she should choose to express herself. If indeed she decides that she wants to get a tattoo, then she should be permitted to do so in a facility which is licensed, regulated, instead of being subjugated to have to seek out someone like myself who is forced underground and in the back alleyway.
White has fought a defiant battle to legitimize his profession. He's been arrested and fined for tattooing a man on television, and once hired Ken Starr, the former Whitewater prosecutor, to ask the Supreme Court to declare tattoos a constitutional right. So far, White's legal challenges have failed, but he has won support from some state legislators. Senator Bill Mesher is leading an effort to overturn the tattoo ban. Mesher says unregulated tattooers are working statewide in shops that often are dirty and dangerous.
It's totally illegal in South Carolina, but they're out there operating. Some of it with homemade equipment, stuff you buy at the hardware store, the thing that etches metal and what have you. They stick it in an ink pen and jam you with it. So for gosh sakes, let's face reality and regulate it down here and make it healthy.
Mesher is optimistic legislators will strike down the ban this week, even though in past years they voted to keep it. Supporters of the ban often cite religious objections to body art, noting the Old Testament warns against printing any marks upon you. Representative Mac Toole, a businessman and church deacon, says tattoos have no place in South Carolina.
I guess I would classify it as a misuse of the body. And from a biblical standpoint, we are instructed to do everything we can to take care of our bodies, because it's the only one we got.
Other legislators fear South Carolina might become littered with tattoo parlors. Billy Witherspoon represents Myrtle Beach and says legalizing tattoos would jeopardize that area's reputation as a family resort.
These kids come down here on junior, senior weekend or any time during the year and get a few beers, and then they'll start daring one another and they go home with a tattoo. And Mama and Daddy gets a little different impression of Myrtle Beach. That's where I'm coming from.
All the black and gray is finished here. Now we're just about to color in the hearts.
Back at his tattoo parlor, Ron White says he dreams of the day he can practice his craft in the front window rather than a back room. He says if South Carolina drops its ban, activists will turn their full attention to Oklahoma, the only other state that outlaws body art. Oklahoma legislators killed a legalization effort earlier this month. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.